Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
This past weekend, Bonnie and I were watching some more footage of what happened on Saturday in Ottawa, where, for listeners, you know, if you've been living under a rock, you may not be aware that for the last 2+ weeks, there have been protesters that have numbered in the many thousands, maybe over 100,000 have come through there in the last couple of weeks. I don't think they've all been there at once, but it seems like there have been tens of thousands there all at once.
I think there have definitely been tens of thousands there.
Based on the footage that we've seen, and this past weekend, it appeared to kick up again. Again, a lot of people coming off of work for the week. They've got some time to head to Ottawa, and there was a large crowd that was in the streets in front of the Parliament building. Of course, the drivers have been parked out there now for more than 2 weeks. This was their third straight weekend parked out in front of and along the blocks in front of Parliament there in Ottawa, which is the capital of Canada. There's been a lot of police activity around the outskirts. They've been targeting people over the last week that are, again, not in the center of the protest. The police have been leaving that alone, but they have been going after, like, encampments that have been on sort of the outskirts.
Predators like to go for the
stragglers.
Stragglers of the herd.
Yep, exactly. After they cleared the bridge of the drivers, the people that were sitting there for the last 5 days, they cleared that bridge, but there were then a large crowd of protesters, freedom activists that had come out. Many of them had, linked arms and hands and were standing there. There was a number of military veterans, Canadian military veterans that had come out and had taken the side of the protesters. And so there was this kind of this really, interesting video of this standoff, what looked like, because you had a line of cops and then you had a line of protesters. Of course, the cops have all their toys out. They got the snipers on the roof nearby. They had the Bearcat, at least one of them that I saw in the footage. And ultimately, they did end up making arrests on the Windsor Bridge. So they didn't arrest, from what I understand, they didn't arrest the truck drivers. They got them to leave.
Yeah, the truck drivers pulled out. That
right.
I remember.
According to CBS News, police have moved in and cleared the remaining protesters. This story came out earlier, I guess it was yesterday afternoon, near the busiest Canadian border crossing Sunday, ending the demonstration against COVID-19 restrictions that has hurt the economy of both nations, they claim. Of course, the economy was already damaged by the government's actions.
Yeah, two years of shutdowns and nonsense, they imply, was much less harmful than a couple of days of protest.
And not just nonsense, but some of the worst restrictions on the planet were in the Quebec province. The police came in with flyers, and they handed out flyers that said, effective at midnight tonight, if you are on this bridge, you are subject to being arrested and potentially fined up to $100,000 with up to a year in jail. This was under the emergency, so-called state of emergency, that the Ontario province had put into effect just the moments prior. And so it was that following day that they, again, brought in dozens of shock troops. They brought in the armored personnel carrier. They brought in the SWAT team, with snipers apparently posted nearby on top of the customs building, was what one report said.
That's scary.
Yep. All to deal with some people just, hanging out on a bridge. So they then threatened the drivers that were on the bridge, and because there were only so many of them, they were easily able to get them to decide to leave without getting arrested. But they were backed up by a large number of people on the ground. Just regular folks just came together, including a bunch of Canadian military veterans, stood up, made a line to line up right against the line of the cops. And according to CBS News, the police have now arrested all remaining protesters near the Canadian border crossing. Again, the Windsor Bridge, their local and national police had formed a joint command center in Ottawa, where protests have paralyzed downtown, they claim, which is pretty ridiculous. I mean, if I were a business owner in downtown Ottawa, I would be celebrating. There is no such thing as a peaceful arrest.
Yeah.
There's an arrest where the person who's being kidnapped does not turn
get
violent.
Maimed her.
Well, they could still maim you. I mean, you never know what kind of cop you're going to be dealing with. You could be dealing with a complete psychopath who is just looking for any excuse to smash somebody's head up against a curb. So you never know what's going to happen when you get into the clutches of these lunatics. Mm-hmm. But given that there's probably somebody with a video camera around, the police will likely be on their best behavior. But they're still kidnapping you. Like, there's no such thing as a peaceful arrest, because every single arrest of an activist who has never harmed another human being is violently destroying their freedom to move somewhere they want to go to. They are having their freedom stripped from them.
Just like any kidnapping and arrest is an act of violence in and of itself.
Correct. Yeah, it doesn't matter if the guy who rolls up in the van punches you in the gut or just sticks a gun in your face.
Well, it matters to me.
Well, I see what you're saying, but they're both violent.
they're both violent.
They're both. One is a threat of violence. The other is actual violence.
Yes.
And either way, you're still taking somebody's freedom from them.
Yeah.
So a dozen people.
I just don't like getting hit in the gut.
Indeed. A dozen.
But my point of them stealing the other side's words is they saw how it works for the protesters to use the word peaceful, because they are being peaceful.
I did hear the radio news that we use here at Free Talk Live during the top of the hour. I heard something on their broadcast over the weekend that there was something at, some sort
Brussels?
Of trucker, no, in the U.S., some sort of trucker protest was happening outside of the Super Bowl. So I don't know if that was just a one-time event or if they actually are going to head east and end up at Washington, D.C. by, Saturday.
Yeah, it's hard to say because, we don't have that many restrictions at this point that I know of. Or
you mean federally?
I don't think we have any. Do we have anything going on federally? The vaccine
airlines.
Mandates collapsed. Okay, airlines.
Yeah, they're mandating that the airlines do the masks.
Okay.
And the federal gang is mandating that professional drivers have to be vaccinated to cross the border. So there's that too.
Yeah, I got invited into a Telegram group that's organizing people in New Hampshire for a truck convoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how real it is or if it's going to happen or anything like that. But I asked in the group, I said, would the truckers be going to the Canadian border? Because that might be kind of cool, like to pull.
To show some solidarity.
Yeah, to support the Canadian truckers. And also just because there's the vaccine mandate for crossing the border.
The other big news is that they're invoking something called the Emergencies Act for the very first time ever. And this is not...
I don't like the sound of that.
Not good news from CBC. That is the Government Broadcasting Corporation in Canada. So this is the official government propaganda version of this story. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's invoking the Emergencies Act for the first time in Canada's history to give the federal government gang temporary powers to handle ongoing blockades and protests against pandemic restrictions. He told a news conference Monday afternoon, quote, "It is now clear there are serious challenges to law enforcement's ability to effectively enforce the law." And that is an endorsement, right? Like if you've got the president, in this case, the prime minister of the country, saying our cops can't handle this.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a bunch of peaceful people with bouncy houses, dance parties, cookouts, campfires, and we can't handle
horror.
It. Yeah. We can't handle it. We need more power, he says. He didn't use those words, but that's what he's saying. They've got enough protesters down there. They've got enough people willing to take the risk of potential arrest, potential ticketing, and potential targeting later on. Because even if they don't arrest you right now, you can better believe they're copying down license plate numbers. And they're doing the research to find out whose cars are there. And then they're going to come after those people after they finally go home. And then they can go to their home where they're not surrounded by their friends and their supporters. And then quietly arrest them.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons, really, the protesters are in a position where they can't leave until they have negotiated with the government. Because one of the things they need to do before they go any place and while they have the power is negotiate amnesty.
For the fact that they were there, you mean?
Exactly. Hmm. Exactly. That's how every king in history, when there have been rebellions, one of the things that they've had to do is offer amnesty to the rebels in order to end it. Because once you're in open rebellion against the king, you've got nothing left to lose.
Trudeau said he will also enable the RCMP, that's the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, to enforce municipal bylaws and provincial offenses where required. So he's basically going to allow their equivalent of the FBI to enforce local rules in Ottawa.
I went to Justin Trudeau's Twitter to see if he has said anything new about it. And he said his first tweet from a minute ago, he just says that they're going to be enacting the Emergencies Act. And then he says, to be clear, this is about keeping Canadians safe and protecting people's jobs. We cannot and will not allow illegal and dangerous activities to continue.
Wow.
The danger here appears to only be to their legitimacy.
And they seem to be mostly protecting their ability to take away people's jobs.
Correct.
Not the ability of people to do their job.
I didn't read word for word what he said there, but his reasoning for enacting the Emergencies Act is that the police are unable to enforce law right now.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They could. They could go down there and start making arrests. And odds are good they would not be tackled by these people because they do seem to be fairly peaceful. This movement does appear to be committed.
And they're in Canada, so they're probably not well armed.
People are saying it's going to be martial law. It's not clear whether or not the military is going to be called up at this point, but it's certainly...
I think they're definitely being called up. It's just unclear if they're going to respond.
Well, it certainly could involve the military, and we will see how this this pans out. Of course, he is claiming that there are threats that need to be addressed, suggesting that the protesters are, quote, dangerous.
Yeah, well, he more than suggested it. He said we cannot allow dangerous activities to continue, implying that they're happening.
A threat to his authority.
That's what this
is. Respect my authority.
This is a threat to the state. It's a threat to the legitimacy. So it's not a violent threat. It's a threat to the status quo and what people think about the impetency or the willingness of the state to, you know, do its evil.
When he
people.
Said, we're going to be protecting people's jobs, I don't know who he would be talking about if not the government's jobs.
Great point.
Yeah. I'd be curious. I'd like to look up what he tweeted during the Black Lives Matter protests down here.
And compare and contrast to how he's being now.
I just downloaded a Provinces of Canada quiz game on my phone so I can bone up on these things. But do you happen to know what state that border crossing goes to in the, on our side?
Montana.
Okay, that's the Montana crossing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we have three major, we had three major blockades. We had the one on the Ambassador Bridge between Ontario and Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
That's now been... broken up, but apparently people are going to go back and reblockade that.
Really?
There's one in Alberta, down at Coots between Alberta and Montana. And then in Manitoba, there's one in Emerson, Manitoba, between Manitoba and North Dakota.
What do you think the chances are of, I think they call it a vote of no confidence in a parliamentary system that would remove Trudeau from office? That can happen at any time, right?
It can, but they need... In Canada, the majority is the Liberals. The official opposition is the NDP, and the NDP are pretty close with the Liberals. So if everybody who's all the MPs with those two parties stick together, then that won't happen. However, if the Governor General of Canada gets, I think it's 99,000 people writing into her saying, we want him removed, then they have to remove him. So that's something else that's going on right now.
Is the MVP the same as the Conservative Party with the blonde lady?
No. NDP is the National Democratic Party. They're far left.
We haven't actually covered Coots or any of the other border crossings. And Jody is on the line, thankfully, tonight. He's calling in from Calgary there in Alberta, which is the province that is not the westernmost province, but almost the second westernmost province. So you got British Columbia on the coast there with Vancouver, and then east of that is Alberta, and then Coutts is the major border crossing in the province of Alberta.
And Calgary is where we saw in 2020 a video of a church congregation that shouted the police out.
Really?
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But then they later went to his house and arrested him.
What did they shout him out over?
They were just saying, get out. You're not welcome here. Get out.
COVID mandates?
Yeah, they were trying to shut him down for COVID.
Because they had a gathering of like a lot of people.
Very cool. Jody, you're back with us, yes?
Yeah. That person you're talking about is Pastor Arthur Pawlowski. He was shouting Nazi because he's from Poland and he's used to the Solidarity movement, so he knows what he's talking about. But he's just been arrested for like the fourth or fifth time.
Wow.
He's in the remand center up here right now because he was going to go down. He was down at Coutts and then he came back and then he was going to go down again. So the police decided to go to his house and just arrest him at his house and throw him in jail.
Wow. For what?
Wow.
Do you know what
incitement?
Incitement.
Yep.
At Coutts, you've got, what would you say? You said you've been down there. I mean, how many, are there trucks primarily that are blocking? Are they completely blocked or is there one lane open? What's it look like?
There's one lane open. They usually have around 100 people and 100 trucks, give or take a few down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the weekend, that swells up. To about 15 to 20,000 people in Milk River, and then a couple thousand end up getting down the Coutts, but then they have to go home on the weekend.
Right, and then you said that the government goons are actually blocking the main road into Coutts from Milk River, which is the town north of there. So the road itself is blocked, but people are actually going through, with permission, private property farmlands. They're being allowed, the farmers are allowing people to drive on their property to get through the roadblocks.
Some of them are, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love this.
Yeah, so hopefully. I mean, but we still support the truckers in Ottawa because in Canada, if we want to get on a plane or a train, we still have to put a QR code forward. So.
Ugh, it's awful.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do they have that in America? I haven't flown to speak of since 9/11.
No QR codes in the United States at this time, but there are mask mandates on all flights.
Maybe permanent, I've been seeing.
Did you hear about the arrest of 13 quote-unquote militant protesters in Coutts?
Yes, none of the truckers. It's none of the farmers. People are thinking it's just either idiots who decided to go down or just government stooges.
Mm-hmm.
They're completely peaceful. It's what the RCMP did the other night. Is there's some heavy equipment down there, like some diggers, mm-hmm. that people and some cranes that people raise flags up on, and the RCMP went in and cut a lot of the hydraulics to a lot of the machinery.
Whoa.
So they actually went in and sabotaged people's equipment, hoping that would be intimidating. And you can see videos of it. And the RCMP are going in. So they have JTF-2, which is Joint Task Force 2. It's like a military arm of the RCMP. And they're walking through these peaceful protesters with their AR-15 rifles. And the protests are saying, "What do you got your guns, dude? Like, what's the point? We're not doing anything." So there's lots of intimidation tactics and sabotage. And I mean, I wouldn't believe a thing I read in the media about what's going on there.
I posted a story in Show Prep, but the short form is that there was a filing made in court by this character, I think his name is Durham or Dunham, who is researching Russiagate,
And which one's Russiagate?
Russiagate was the all you heard about when Trump was in office. Where Rachel Maddow,
where he was working for them, basically, was the allegation.
Or so they were claiming. Yeah. Well, they've now there's been three indictments. Mm-hmm. Now, and they have included a Clinton lawyer who was indicted for lying to the FBI because he brought them a bunch of information that was apparently designed to frame Trump, and he lied to them and said he was not doing this in service of any client.
Don't you think that even her laptop thing where she had top secret
the emails?
Emails coming into her private computer, don't you think even that was kind of worse than Watergate in a way? I mean, and she just got away with that.
Well, the thing is, you can ascribe that to stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
But this is actually...
malicious.
Yeah, it's malicious, and it's I would say that this is much more serious. Serious than that was. You know, it's kind of jaw dropping that this is coming out. Now, I don't know if she's gonna be protected. I suspect she will be.
Of course, she will.
You know, they're in a, but you never know. They had to let Nixon fall. You know, and I would be absolutely delighted if they lock her up.
So at the same time as some of the provinces are actually rolling back restrictions, we had Jody explain to us that in Alberta they've gotten rid of the vaccine passport. In Ontario province, they're talking about getting rid of the vaccine passport. I believe Saskatchewan is getting rid of it by the end of this month. If not, they've already done it there. So there's been multiple provinces where they are indeed rolling back the restrictions, but at the same time, they're also cranking up the crackdown. We're seeing people getting arrested now. There were at least a dozen people arrested at the Ambassador Bridge over the weekend as they cleared out the number one border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. But as Jody pointed out, they have not yet cleared out Coots, even though they're trying to block people from getting to the town by doing roadblocks on the way in there. So it's very crazy situation that's continuing to develop. They mention in this other story the financial crackdowns. According to the story here, the federal government is going, this is from the CBC, this is the government's own media arm. So this is straight up propaganda from the mainstream government media there. They say they're going after financial support for so-called illegal activity associated with the convoy protests. The organizers have raised millions of dollars, first through GoFundMe, which we covered here, how that got frozen at the end of their $10 million fundraiser. And ultimately, GoFundMe ended up refunding all of the donations after donors were using...
Did they do that, or did they just say they would?
Apparently, security researchers noticed some vulnerabilities on the GiveSendGo website, and they alerted TechCrunch to that fact that was then sent to the GiveSendGo management team, but then somebody else hacked a different area of the site. They leaked out a lot of donor information to 93,000 entries. Again, names, email addresses, zip codes, country of origin. Among the email addresses in the database, a handful come from domains ending in .gov. And appear to belong to employees of the TSA, the Department of Justice, Bureau of Prisons, and NASA. Apparently what they did was they gave journalists special access to this data. It was obtained by a website called Distributed Denial of Secrets. So that doesn't mean this information isn't on other websites or isn't available on the darknet at all. It just means that this one website is being at least somewhat careful about who they hand it out to.
Yeah, I'm wondering if are they taking responsibility for the hack?
No, I don't think so. They are called what's a data leak hosting website. So I guess somebody sent it to them is what they're trying to say.
So kind of like a WikiLeaks for data.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
But if somebody sent it to them, doesn't that mean it's It has to be out in other places anyway.
Presumably it could be. It says here, Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland said that under the Emergencies Act, crowdfunding platforms and the payment service providers they use must register with the Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Center of Canada, a.k.a. FinTrack. I'm guessing they're the same as like the FinCEN. In the U.S., the National Financial Intelligence Agency. They must also report large and suspicious transactions to FinTrack. Quote, the illegal blockades have highlighted the fact that the crowdfunding platforms and some of the payment service providers they use are not fully captured under the Proceeds of Crime and Terrorist Financing Act, she said. Quote, we are making these changes because we know these platforms are being used to support illegal blockades and illegal activity, which is damaging the Canadian economy. They love including that, even though it's already been damaged by the government's
meddling. And it's much more damaged by the government's meddling.
No doubt.
Canadian financial institutions can now temporarily cease providing financial services if they simply suspect an account is being used to further the illegal blockades and occupations. She says this order covers both personal and corporate accounts.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.